The match finished 4-3, and yet you were the dry one of five man of the match. Explain that.
To be honest, just happy to be up the road at 3 points. It seems to be a lot of mad games. Bose, Derry and Dalymount, I've been a part of a few. There was a few before me the year before, and coming tonight, find a way to win. We spoke about it, find a way to win. We wanted to come and play our football. We did it for a long stretch of the game. Lost our way for 15 to 20 minutes, conceded poor goals, especially maybe the white free kick. But we found a way to win. You know, we found some serious quality goals when we really needed them. And maybe at times that's lost on us. Maybe, you know, we've got there and maybe not finished things off. And especially maybe the start of the season, we know that we probably should have won more games than we did. But the lads have stood up massively today as a group, as a team, as a squad. And it's a massive night for us.
At the start of the game, obviously within 10 minutes, there's a penalty given by Rob Hennessy. Last time we were down here, there was an early penalty given by Rob Hennessy. We had lost that game 1-0.
Yeah.
I mean, did you get concerned at that stage that it might be a bit deja vu?
No, because to be honest, in that 1-0 game, I don't think we could have played any worse. Especially in that first half, we were awful. So we've proven now that we can come back from these deficits and get results and get points, and we've done it again. We've done it 3 weeks in a row. So look, we've got serious players at the top end of the pitch. We've got our wing backs chipping in. We've got Adams chipping in tonight. Like, so we knew there's goals in us, and we knew we needed to just get. I don't even think there was really. I don't think they were in a period when the penalty came. I think we were actually quite decent in the game. We started to get the ball down, but is it a penalty? I don't know. Don't want to go down that road right now. We need to see it back. But it's, as you said, it's the same as last time. We've come down here and it's a penalty and a red card. So to stand up and come out with a win this time is massive for us.
But that kind of comeback thing of, you know, going down a goal and coming back and winning, we saw that down in Galway. We saw the way in which we came back against St. Pat's. You know, two goals down and people kind of writing us off. But that must show great character among the team.
Exactly. And the team has come in for a lot of stick, and sometimes rightly so. But, you know, one thing it is together. You know, we've got boys driving it. We've got boys that, like, this team means a lot to boys. And especially, like, you know, us lads who have been here a while, we're trying to drive it. And the boys who are new and stuff are obviously coming in and bringing quality to the team. And still a relatively new team. People forget that. We've obviously had another little bit of a turnover in the summer. And maybe took a bit of time to gel again. But, you know, as you say, it's 3 weeks in a row. Obviously, there was a break of no game, but three games in a row where we've come from behind to pick up points, and it's massive for us.
And the Shelwood game next Friday is absolutely massive.
Yeah, it's hard to even think about it yet. Maybe start thinking about it tomorrow morning. But, no, it's a big game day. Obviously, had a bit of time off as well. But yeah, it's at the Brandywell. We need our fans behind us. We need the Brandywell to be back on side with us, get behind us as much as they can. Hopefully performances like that can show them, you know, as I said before, maybe especially in the second half, was the quality there the whole time? No. But it doesn't always have to be. You need to just, you know, roll the sleeves up, defend your box when you have to. And, you know, we showed moments, as I said, of real quality to win the game.
Brian Maher, man of the match. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you.